Hello again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. Okay, so I've got the naughty and the nice list.
The things to give to your spouse or partner.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the nice list. First of all, I want to say, please realize that the holidays are a project. I tell my husband that I am the Christmas machine. And that while, you know, I think in some ways throughout our marriage, for him, Christmas just kind of happens. But for me, shuffled into my already busy life is all the shopping, wrapping, meal planning, and all kinds of things. And my husband helps a lot, but I don't think he realizes the amount of time that it takes to plan. And this is one of the things that I have kind of continuously talked about over the years, that, you know, when we think about a division of our household responsibilities, Christmas is not just a little project. You know, it's a big project, and it is something that kind of I've wanted credit for appreciation for, you know, that says this is not just a dinner, but, you know, there's all these other events that I do. And some of them, I think, you know, we've argued over whether or not it counts, right? Does it count that you give gifts to the neighbors and all that? But enjoying neighborly relations requires parties and gifts and, you know, there's all these things that maybe are not as high on his list as they are on my list. And all of it culminates at one season of the year, the end of the year. So if your partner is more of the Christmas machine or the Hanukkah machine or the Kwanzaa machine, and they're the ones that do the bulk of it, try to realize this is a big deal.
So that's the gift you can give them, is recognizing that.
That's
and
right.
Affirming that effort.
That's right. And one of the things I make sure my family knows is Christmas Eve, like, I have a sign-up list of all the chores that need to be done, and I tell them, you know, I'm going to be a bitch for 4 hours because this is, you know, I want to get this done, and I want it done right.
Yeah.
And actually, just them knowing that I feel that level of stress because I really want this to be pulled off reduces my bitchiness.
Nice.
Okay. Give each other gifts. I think so many couples say, well, we're going to redo the spare room this year. That's our gift to each other. It's like, no, you got to have something to open. You got to have, I mean, maybe it's if you don't have any money, I totally get that. But a gift from the heart then, write a poem to each other, write 7 things I appreciate you, or the 12 days of Christmas. You know, this is the way I appreciate you. Give something to your partner that is personal.
Yeah, I think gifts are a way that you show affection, that you show thoughtfulness, that you show even an expression about how you know the other person, like what your what your thoughts have been about them. And so I agree. I think foregoing that in all ways, it's a missed opportunity, I think, especially if you have a partner who's one of their love languages is gifts, is gifts giving, right? And you definitely need to know if that's your partner, because sometimes you say, oh, I don't want anything, and you don't really mean that. And so I think that has to be, it's an opportunity to really reaffirm a lot of things in your relationship and to be affectionate with each other and all kinds of things. So I think it's important to do that in some capacity for sure.
Yeah, and stuff the stocking.
Yeah,
so to speak, you know,
that's on the naughty list. That's, right?
That's the naughty list. No, I think, you know, oftentimes one person, usually the female, is in charge of all the stocking gifts. And this is, I taught my children early, like you have to get each other a stocking gift, and it has to be small, not that expensive, and fit into the stocking. And so they all give each other stocking gifts. They give me a stocking gift. I think it's really sad when everybody else's stocking is full and the mother or the woman's stocking is completely empty because nobody kind of was thoughtful about the little things for her. So make sure you stuff that stocking for her. Okay. Take time out for yourselves as a couple. I mean, go for a drive, look at the lights, take one night out, especially if you're visiting relatives. Figure it out. Figure out a way to get alone together.
Yeah, I think this is one of the times of year where date night or time together gets thrown out the window because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
It's such a busy season. I mean,
the holiday party,
the
yes.
holiday parties, the errands that you have to run to get ready for the holiday parties, travel plans, kids stuff, right? Like my daughters are in the Nutcracker ballet.
Oh,
and
really?
So it's all really when they perform, but the lead up is every Saturday for like 4 hours. So that, I mean, I think those time together can get thrown out the window. So I'm glad you put that on there because I think that's really important to carve out so you don't lose that, right? You don't
right.
lose that time together. You don't lose the rhythm of being together.
And I've told you, I mean, kind of my thing right now is date morning.
Yeah.
You know, ours is coffee in the morning on the weekend. We go out together and that is just a better time for us. And especially with all the holiday parties, mm-hmm. we still are having date morning. And
oh,
that is lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you know, we're all seeing the relatives. And it's really hard to be a grown-up in your parents' home, to remember
right.
your relationship, to remember that you're not your parents' children. And all those family dynamics get replicated. So as a couple, I would highly suggest that you go for a walk and debrief. Oh, I can't believe my sister said that again. Or, you know, I just can't. My mom is driving me crazy. Or, you know, my dad doesn't seem to be engaged. Like he always, you know, have a place to sort of complain, download. And if you're the partner, just murmur tea in sympathy. Don't fix it, but listen to it and take that time to kind of detoxify. We had an older son move in recently after college. You know, he was all about it at the beginning. You know, oh, I want to make 2 dinners a week. And we're like, yes, this is great. And I can go grocery shopping. This is great. Well, you know, he stayed with us for 6 months while he was getting on his feet financially. And one of the things we noticed is all of that just like went by the wayside. All of his adulthood, he'd been living on his own in an apartment in college and making all his own meals, doing all that stuff. And it just slid. Well, now he's in his own apartment and he's been posting to we have a Skype box that we listen to as a family, or we all are on, you know, and he's writing, I'm making cowboy dinner, skirt steak with beans and rice. You know, I'm making sure that I have enough left over for lunch tomorrow. All this adulthood came back. You know, he was sort of an adult on his own when he just slid back into childhood and then, you know, resumed, thank God, his more adult functioning when he was back on his own. And we looked at each other and we said, you know, it really is hard to stay in your adult self when you're in your family home.
Absolutely.
We were merciful. And I think if your parents having kids come home, you know that too. You know that it's hard to maybe have sex when your children are in the home, even your adult children. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're the host parents, make sure you have some time too, that you don't give it all away to the homecoming children, but that you take time for yourselves.
Yeah, and I think you're saying debrief afterwards. I think it could be that you talk about it before as well, how you're not going to, what you need to be aware of to not slip in that role when you go back home, or how you don't want to let your children slip back into that role when they're coming home.
Right, having clear expectations. Mm-hmm. One of my sons who's coming home visiting recently sent us an itinerary, and I thought, this is so smart. He said, I'm going to be at, you know, my girlfriend's parents. I'm going to be here. We're going to be with you for 3 days. It was very clear boundaries so that we had an expectation. I mean, my first expectation is they were going to stay with us for a week. I didn't realize they were going to stay in all these different places. And that's good. They need to do that. And I appreciate that. But it did help adjust my own expectations with his clarity. So that kind of thing is helpful. Yes. Okay. And then we need to decorate. And this is my rule of thumb. Only put out what you can put away within 2 hours.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's so fun to keep piling on and piling on and piling on. But, you know, come January 1st and you got to put all that stuff away. You do not want to take 8 hours to put that stuff and wrap it up. It's like, to me, less is more.
Yeah.
You know, find some really beautiful things. Not every corner of the room needs to be decorated. In fact, that's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, but some special things, a tree that's beautiful, and then you're done.
Yep.
Yep.
December 26th. That's when I'm done.
You're done the 26th.
26th.
You put it all away?
Yeah, I don't want to be that family that has everything out through till March.
Does
it doesn't take the lights down until
Ours is out till Easter, but
Your lights are out. You keep your lights out till you keep your Christmas
sometimes
lights
our
out
tree.
Easter.
I think our tree has easily been out on Valentine's Day sometimes.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. So this is why this is your rule. You gotta
box it up.
Yeah,
this is my rule.
This is box it up.
It can only take 2 hours to put away, or it's just not good.
There you go.
Okay.
So we're gonna
come back to with the naughty list.
We're gonna find a different way to say that over the break. But come back.
Okay. Bye. So hey everybody, we have a favor to ask of you, and we want to know you better. We'd love to know a little bit about who's listening. Where you come from, what age you are, what gender you are. And so we have a link in the show notes, which is on foreplayrst.com. In the show notes, we're going to give you just a micro quiz, just a few questions. If you would answer that for us, it would be so helpful for us to get a better direction about who we're speaking to. And we know that not all of you will do this, but if you would, foreplayrst.com is where you go in the show notes, link there, and just tell us a little bit about you. We would greatly appreciate that kind of feedback.
And we're so thankful for each one of you. This will give us a way just to continue to make the podcast better, to address some topics that you really want to address. Please do that for us. We'd be so grateful that you did that.
Thank you so much to all our Patreon supporters, right?
Yeah. Patreon is a platform where you can directly support things that you love. We really want to expand the resources that we can be able to provide
right.
to you as our listeners.
If, you know, our work touches you and our work helps you, we would be so grateful for your support. Just go to our website, foreplayrst.com, and there you can find a way to support us, and you can see our episodes and our blogs. And thank you so much, guys.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
Okay, back with the naughty list on Foreplay. Why do you not like the naughty list?
I like when you said naughty list, but you're saying the naughty list. Your voice went up
three. I'm freaking you out.
Your
huh?
voice went up three. Maybe you could say the naughty list.
The naughty list. Okay.
What
so I know, you know, this is not pejorative. We don't think sex is naughty. We're just having a little Christmas fun here, a little holiday fun. Okay. First of all, you know, when you're visiting relatives, the difficulty is how do you have time for sex? So I have a plan. I think what you should do is snuggle up really close on the couch together and turn on a Hallmark movie. And everybody will just be like, ew, they do not want to be with you when you're all snuggled up like that and you're watching a cheesy movie. So even the teenage niece is going to like go to her room, or your teenage nephew is going to flee.
Yeah.
And you'll actually have time alone to like be romantic on the couch.
Do you have to continue to watch the Hallmark movie?
No, it's okay. Just a setup. It's a plan.
It's a plan. Okay.
To get yourself time alone, like in the Christmas living room or something, and hopefully everybody excuses themselves and goes to bed, and then you can make out and fool around a little bit.
That's good. So I don't actually have to watch the cheesy Hallmark movie.
No, I will say, and this is very vulnerable, but my favorite memory was in my husband's childhood home, Christmas Eve, when we were engaged. And we kind of used a similar strategy and stayed up late, and everybody went to bed, and it was very cool. And we were very alone, and it was very sexy.
Very cool.
Okay. Steal a little sex before the party. Because again, you know, you go to that party and you're too drunk, you're too tired, you're too exhausted, but it's just such a sexy time, right? When you're getting ready to dress up to go to the party, you're showering, you're both in the room together, you're about to put on fancy clothes. It's like, you know, have a little sex first.
You're all about the sex before you go out, right?
I am.
Like, I mean, I think this is, I think it's a great tip because it keeps things fresh. It starts things off on a right foot.
It does.
It's hard to go. I know so many couples that go into the office holiday party already fighting.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a bad time. So it's hard to do that after you had the sex. So plan on that. And that,
right.
Changes things, right?
And I think just having like a half an hour where you're getting ready, or maybe an hour where you're getting ready. I mean, everybody understands that, right? You know, have the babysitter come first and take the kids outside or take the kids to the dinner, you know, to the pizza place while you are alone and you're getting ready. And, it, you know, play the music. Maybe have some champagne in the bathroom while you're getting ready, you know, and then have a quickie or have some fun. Just do something naughty, closet floor, you know. If you're at your parents' home, you don't want to get in the bed because it could squeak, right? So you got to do it on the floor.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Before the party,
you may have to clean up the closet floor a little bit. all right. So you have this one. This one, since you've handed me your outline for this, I'm wondering, your third one is play the sexy elf. So what do you mean by playing the sexy elf here, Lori?
So, you know, there's just like fun things at Christmas that you can do for sex. It can be the Santa lingerie, you know, the baby doll with the kind of the fur on the edges or the feathers on the edges. Or I think 1 year I was given elf socks, you know, so it was like that was all I wore. You know, I mean, play it up. You know, there's Santa boy underwear that, you know, is funny. And I mean, just have a little fun.
Lean into the theme.
And enjoy it. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay.
And speaking of the themes, peppermint chocolate martinis are like amazing.
Okay.
There's recipes all over the internet for them. And they are, you know, kind of knock you into the holiday mood.
Okay.
And that might be what you're having when you're getting ready, is this chocolate peppermint martini. I think that's a really fun holiday theme and, you know, loosens you up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Probably not too drunk to drive afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anybody to drive drunk. That's not what we're suggesting.
Right.
I'll have to
try your peppermint chocolate martinis. I just prefer the cinnamon flavored fireball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that
a martini or is that a?
That's just whiskey.
That's just whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually
fireball.
A whiskey girl. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Total whiskey girl. Yeah.
Okay.
I love whiskey on the rocks.
All right, that's what I'm going to start calling you now. Whiskey girl.
Whiskey girl.
Whiskey girl.
Oh.
So peppermint chocolate martinis.
Yeah, it's like dessert, but we recently had them at a party, and it was really fun.
Awesome.
Okay, what could be better than a fireplace, a Christmas tree, and music, right?
Yeah.
I think that is super, uber romantic in and of itself.
Yeah, so putting the Hallmark movie on, scaring everybody out, and then starting that fire.
Yeah, start the fire, literally.
Right. And
literally.
Figuratively.
And if you're at your own home, I mean, do take time to enjoy the tree, right? And to sit and look at it and be with each other and cuddle up and watch the fire. Phones down. Phones are banned. Absolutely. Computers are banned.
Yeah.
You know, like one evening, no computers, no phones. Absolutely not. Turn it all off and just be together and sip hot cocoa with whiskey in it.
There you go.
With fireball whiskey in it.
Wow, that's my favorite.
Well, what could be funner might be strip dreidel.
Strip dreidel. Okay.
So if you're celebrating Hanukkah this year, yeah, there's this toy out there and it basically, you know, you spin the dreidel and on every edge, there's something that you do. You know, you take off this, you take off that, you kiss here, you kiss there. It's a fun little game.
Strip dreidel. Okay.
Yeah. So what's funner than under the Christmas tree is strip dreidel.
Strip dreidel. Okay. I may be giving that to all of my relatives this year as a present. Strip dreidel.
Strip dreidel. And the last thing I would say is toys are not just for children.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, every Christmas tradition should be a new toy for mama and papa.
Yeah. Would you give this? Is this a gift that you would give?
This is a gift I would give, not in front of the children. Not obviously. This would be, you know, a private gift that we would give. Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Cool.
One or the other. Or something fun, something sexy, you know, lingerie, something really deeply sexual and personal. You know, if your wife is self-conscious, give her a silky, opaque robe. That's my favorite gift for women who are that, because then you get to touch her and it feels good. It's sexy. And often women will wear that. I think another fabulous sex toy is a heated mattress pad. Mm. That's like a best sex toy. You know, Epsom salt kinds of stuff for the bath. Something that implies we're going to be in the bath together, maybe with a note. Mr. and Mrs. Claus, you know, after Christmas time together. Something that would be fun.
Awesome. So that's your naughty list. Right.
That's my naughty list.
Awesome. Well, we hope you have a great holiday season. We know that at times that it can be stressful, so we hope, you know, take some of these tips and connect with each other, stay connected to each other throughout this incredibly busy season, and taking time to enjoy it as well.
Right. And we wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Happy Hanukkah, and we wish you Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.